Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, coming to you live, we're talking about Kwanzaa today. Just want to share perspectives. Your main man, Marvin Rome, coming to you with the African-American perspective. Kwanzaa coming right up in just a moment. Oh, yeah. And as always, there is no better love or no greater love than for self and kind. There is no greater love. Welcome again, brothers and sisters. Welcome to African American Empowerment Wednesday. And we're right at the end of the year, so we wanted to jump into Kwanzaa and talk about that as we embark on the upcoming Kwanzaa Festival here in Richmond, the capital city Kwanzaa Festival, which will be in the downtown convention center here in Richmond, Virginia. We're inviting all of our friends and relatives out for a day of celebration. And we want to support the efforts of Sister Janine Bell for the work that she's done, timeless work, right, for educating and developing a synthesis of cultural ideas and cultural activities that enhance and educate and inspire our people, particularly our young people and our families. And we so much need these principles, but we need a cultural awareness. And as we go through the tenets of the NAAEA, culture is one of those. But let me go through the peace model really quickly before we go into Kwanzaa. As always, is the agenda, right? The peace model, the peace concept of politics, which is, I'm going to spell out peace. It's a political agenda. And that means that we have to understand, as African Americans in this country, the United States, and around the world, the political agendas that operate, right? And then we create a political agenda that works for us, right? And this is not negative. Let's get it straight. It's a very affirmative, very positive way of experiencing the human reality on this earth for people of color. And so we have to have a political agenda, understanding the systems that operate and function in our communities and in our government and the governmental systems and how they work, right? And so an informed people is a wise people, and then those wise people will make wise decisions. Next is the E, economic agenda that really looks at understanding capitalism and money management, how things work, fiscal management, learning how to manage and really be fiscally sound with our resources, right? How to establish those, how to develop those, how to manage, how to invest, how to use capital, right, in this system of capitalism to benefit our people and our communities. Next is the A, is the individual piece, and that is to understand how important athletics is. In this concept is health, wellness, fitness, and nutrition, right, mental health, physical health, emotional health, and how to maintain your temple, your body, your systems, your functions, and how to really take care of yourself. And that's so important, right, particularly at this time when we need good leadership, but we need healthy minds and healthy bodies. Next, as it falls in line with our alignment with Kwanzaa, is culture, right? Relevant cultural programs that really help enhance the individual to make him or her feel good about him or herself, right, about themselves, and to use that, right, in a very positive way. We say here at the NAAEA, chin up, chest out, right? Meaning very proud of who you are, right? What you look like. And that's so important for people of color, right? Because we've been taught and trained and developed in a way which we've learned to not like ourselves very much. And we have to change that, right? Your nose is beautiful. Your skin color is beautiful. Your hair texture is beautiful. You're beautiful. You're wonderfully made. You're made in the image and likeness of the Creator. And it's okay to be just who you are. And that firms up the individual piece, and that's why culture is so important. And lastly, it's a comprehensive education, right? We're really looking at how education is so vitally important to the African-American community. So we have to focus on that, making sure that we do those things to help us to develop ourselves and become the best people that we can be today and every day. And that's what it's all about, And so we'll go to our Stand Back in a moment, then we'll get into the benefits of Kwanzaa for the African-American community.
Man, Stan, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, man, we got the deck.
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African-American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
Brothers and sisters, Brother Stan is so right, right? So when you think about, and I just want you to stop for a minute and think about the tenets or the pillars of the NAAEA, how beneficial they can be to creating positive communities, but particularly for African-Americans and people of color, and how we can organize ourselves and function really well, right? High-functioning people that take care of themselves, take care of their community, and are positive, peaceful, and productive. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's the great thing, and we have to continue to make our efforts to create opportunities for ourselves and for our children, for our families and our communities. And we have to take responsibility for that. We have to set up those systems that's going to work, to have those agendas in place to really help us help ourselves. And that's what it's really all about. And so as a part of what we're doing is understanding how important that cultural piece is. And so as we continue to think about how we can enhance and grow ourselves, we have to think about those things that we put in place to help emphasize and support those measures. And now we're going to move over to our discussion on Kwanzaa today, right? And we have to reflect on the importance of Kwanzaa and what Kwanzaa is and why it's so valuable to a community and to an individual as a source of strength, right? As a source of I would just say empowerment, right? So Kwanzaa is a week-long celebration of African-American culture and heritage, right? And it begins on December the 26th and it ends on January the 1st. And so we have to understand that it's a celebration, but what we're doing at the NAAEA is that we're not just making Kwanzaa a week-long celebration, although it's been around for 57, 58 years, right? We want to now look at really embedding it into our culture and into our community. What are you talking about, Marvin? We want to expand, and what we've been doing on this show is to be able to bring you the Kwanzaa principles each week, right? Weekly, we're diving in with Brother George to talk about the principles of Kwanzaa along with our Willie Lynch segment. Really look at historically and to give you information, right, that we share with you so that you will be, as a part of the tenets on education, you will be aware, right, of your history and your culture and how you can be influenced by that, but also how you can use that as a tool, right, for success in your life. So, again, it's a celebration of African-American culture and heritage, but it takes us back to our roots. Right, it takes us back to understanding more of the knowledge of our history, our long history, right? So it's really focusing on defining the unique way in which we can identify as human beings, right, particularly in this country, in this system. And so we want to get to a place where we understand how to incorporate the principles of this holiday into a specific language that speaks to us on a cultural level, right? Creating traditions that our family can begin to affirm themselves, coming together, right? And having a celebration that endures right throughout the year, right? That we can look at ourselves and each day become devoted to celebrating ourselves, right? And then those days turn into weeks and then weeks turn into months. And again, we want to focus on that, those principles, right, and those values that help to stimulate cultural values, right, to really speak to what we need as tools for success in our communities and in our families, right? So each day of Kwanzaa is really devoted to celebrating, right, these seven values, right, or these seven principles inside of the African-American culture that we call the Nzuga. And so it's a Swahili word, which really just means the seven principles, right? So when we talk about these seven principles, we're talking about seven values, right? And values are so important to the African-American community, because if we understand how these values will impact our choices, right, and our lives and our purpose, right, to help us become better at who we are, then we'll understand again how important Kwanzaa is to our culture and our tradition and our history and our current, present, everyday life. And here's one central thing. It's not religious, right? And that's a good thing. These are life principles, right, that can be celebrated by Black people or people of color of all faiths, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, atheist, agnostic, or whatever you choose to be in your religious or spiritual growth principles, that's okay, right? And we want you to understand that it's okay to have those values as an African-American or a person of color that really help us to help ourselves. Again, if you go back to looking at the experience of the African-American in the United States, we have to look at the reality of what that is, and it has been for us, right? And so we have to now take these items or these ideas or these concepts into ourselves, place them and embed them into our school systems, into our community systems, and into our culture, right, into our churches, right, into our community centers, and into our families, that they then become a part of our systems. And we want to make those systems a part of our lives that we can begin to really productively move forward, right, in a very positive way. These principles are designed to create change in our lives, right? And if we embody these principles, right, and we use these principles in a positive way, I think we'll be better off in the long run, right? And so to get started with the principles of Kwanzaa, we want to look at really how it got started. So it was created by Dr. Milana Karinga back in 1966, right? And so that has been over 50 years. So if you think about it, and a lot of African Americans still don't know that Kwanzaa is a traditional holiday, right? And so we want to really look at why Kwanzaa can be the first fruits of our lives, right? And so we have to understand that Kwanzaa didn't exist in Africa, right? It is an African American holiday created by us for us, right? And so if we begin to understand that it is ours, right, and so we have to support it, right? And so we're devoted here at the NAAEA to celebrating the seven basic values of African and African-American culture, right, again, which is called the Nzuga Saba, right, again, the seven principles. And these seven principles are basically unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith, right? I'll go over them again. And these are the things that we need when you think about the African-American as it relates to our relationship and our connectivity. These are the things that we need. We need unity. We have a desperate need for community unity, for family unity, right? For church unity, and we have to have it, right? And the way that we can get it is through self-determination, right? We're going to have to be determined now for ourselves that we're going to come together in a collective way to do what? Work collectively together to become responsible and accountable for what happens in our schools, what happens in our homes, what happens in our families, what happens in our communities. That is our responsibilities, and we're going to have to be responsible and accountable for what happens in our homes, in our schools, and in our communities. And as men and women of color, we're going to have to accept that responsibility. Next is cooperative economics, and I'm not using the Kwanzaa term. I'm using the English terms to really describe what it is that Kwanzaa is. And at the end, then I'll go back and connect it to. Cooperative economics is so important because it is the building block of success in America. When you're talking about the second pillar within the peace concept, which is economics, it goes back to cooperative economics. And that cooperative economic piece is really working together, right? That means building black business, which goes back into money. And we need to understand the importance of resources. We need to understand the importance of economics and economic development and how money management works and how working together we can resource ourselves. Right, building businesses and creating opportunities for economics that work for us, right, where we can hire ourselves and we can create businesses that will really work. And so we don't have to sell drugs and we don't have to rob and we don't have to steal. We don't have to kill for resources when we can create those. We were designed to produce. Right. So the question is, what are you producing in your life that becomes the building block for black wealth and black business in our community? That has to be overall a comprehensive purpose in your life. What were you born to do? Right? You were born to create and you were born to produce. What are you producing? Right? And does that purpose in your life produces a reality that's good for all of your people, your family members, right? And the people who live and work near you. Next, we have to understand how important this purpose is. You have to wake up want to do something positive for yourself and for your people. How do you do this? It is being able to operate in your own creativity and your own gifts, right? Those gifts are already in you. They're seated in you. They all they have to do is really come out of you, right? And that is the creativity, that is the imagination, that is the ingenuity that really has driven the American experience through us, through our people, right? You can think of so many inventions and so many creations developed and organized by people of color in this country, which makes it what it is. And actually, the world in our most dysfunctional state is still following us and our creativity and our ingenuity. And lastly, it is faith, right? It is faith, right? It is our faith in ourselves, right? And our purpose and our ancestors who fought, bled, and died and lived through enslavement, right? And Reconstruction and Black codes and Jim Crow and segregation and mass incarceration and you name it, right? Redlining for us to get to this place now. So we have to honor them. Right now, what our lives and my charge for you is to honor your ancestors with your lives now. Become positive, peaceful, and productive, producing something that purpose that you were born for is really enmeshed in creativity, right? And that good faith, right, that work that you put in your life will be seen by your children and your relatives and your family, and they can see that faith and that creativity and that purpose come out of you every day. And so as a part of Kwanzaa, we light a candle each day. And if you don't have candles, it's just being able to, if you just light one candle every day, is recognizing that we're celebrating together each one of the principles, right? And so we want to be able to share the values, right? These values must, again, be embedded in our community, right? And it has to come to a place where we begin to understand the importance of what that meaning is, right, and what it is rooted in. And again, it goes back to culture. And Kwanzaa must be embedded in us, right? It must be a part of who we are. It must be a part of our lives. And again, here at the NAAEA, we want to share our purpose, right? We want to share the principles. We want to share the activism of Kwanzaa, right? That we can not only teach ourselves, which should be first, but also others these basic principles to live by and to be a part of our lives. And so what we want to do is continue to have that purpose to be a part of who we become as we continue to work together to positive, peaceful, and productive citizens. And that is really the work that we must do. And it is so important that we do this work to place a strong emphasis on community, right? A strong emphasis on creativity, right? and an emphasis on really inspiring each other to become the best that we can be. And so when we look at the benefits of Kwanzaa, we have to think about all that it can bring to our lives, right? And we want to think about how these principles, these beautiful principles, these seven principles of Kwanzaa can be so enhancing and so enriching to the lives of African Americans that we begin to take it on as our own, and we begin to embody these principles, right? And we begin to live them each day and every day throughout the year. So it's not just, you know, it's not just 7 days, but first we have to learn about the principles, right? And we have to understand what's important about each of the principles and how it's been designed for us to live and embody these values on a day-to-day basis. What better way to look at a community to be able to say to yourself that the values of this holiday or this system is living and well inside of our lives? And so we want to be able to really look at the philosophy behind it, right? And then talk about the principles. And again, if you're listening, there's a Capital City Kwanzaa Festival, right, that's coming up on Saturday, December 30th here in Richmond, Virginia. It's from 1 to 7 p.m. at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. It will be in Exhibition Hall, Exhibit Hall B. It is being sponsored by Alegba Folklore Society, and my sister Janine Bell is putting it out there. She's putting it on. She's doing a great job with that. So we wanted to support her in that. Brother Kaba Khomeini is coming. He's going to be the keynote speaker on Saturday. And again, we want to talk about principles, culture, and heritage. And Dr. Karinga talked about it being a communication of African philosophy, right? Bringing out the best practices in us and in our community. And that is an African exchange throughout the world that now we can embark on ourselves if we will understand and teach and train and develop inside of these principles. So I'll get now down into the seven principles again. That is Saturday, December the 30th, Richmond, Virginia, the Greater Richmond Convention Center, the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., low-cost tickets. All right, we have brothers who are actually buying and giving tickets away. So if you want a ticket, give me a call, 804-484-0736, if you want that information. But let's get into the principles of Kwanzaa. The first is, when I said earlier, unity. And the language of Kwanzaa, it is umoja, right? And that really means to strive for and to maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. And you could just stop right there, right? Again, umoja or unity. And that means to strive for, to work toward, and maintain unity. If we could get this piece, just start with unity, right? Start with umoja in your life. How do we begin to utilize these strategies to maintain, right, and work hard for and develop these principles, right? Not only within ourselves, but within our family and our community and within our race, where we begin to work together in a unified way. And that is so important, right? That unity is the key, right? Is really a great key to our success and how we can begin to continue to work together. So let's work on just basic unity. How can we begin to work together with our brothers and sisters, working through our differences, right? We're going to have differences, and sometimes that's just the way it's going to be. But how can we continue to work toward maintaining that unity? Next is Kukichagulia, which means self-determination, right? And I think this is very important as we continue to work on defining ourselves, naming ourselves, right, and creating and speaking for ourselves. And a lot of our people, to be honest, sometimes are really disappointed when we want to name ourselves, right? And they think it's ridiculous, but it's not. It's, we've always named ourselves. We've always created for ourselves until we came into the system of captivity. And so now self-determination says, I can name myself, right? I can describe who I want my child to be, right? And I can now say that I am defining myself under different terms and under a different set of circumstances, right? And how do I continue to strive for this excellence, right? How do I strive for this greatness in my life and in my community? How do I now live in a way in which it's possible for us to continue to become the best people that we can be? We do this through self-determination, right? We do this through JAMA, which is collective work and responsibility. That means to build and maintain community together and make our brothers and our sisters' problem our problem, and then we solve it together. Ujima, cooperative economics, and we talked about that before, to build and maintain our own stores and shops and other businesses and to profit from them together. And then there's NIA, which is purpose, to make a collective vocation and build and developing the community, our community, in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. And then there's KUUMA, which means creativity, to do as much as we can, to always do as much as we can, and as in order to leave our community a more beautiful place, more beneficial than we inherited. And lastly, it's Imani, which is faith, to believe within our hearts and in our minds and within ourselves, right? Believe in our parents and our teachers and our leaders, right? And that through their righteousness, we can find victory in the struggle. And again, Kwanzaa is just a celebration of ourselves, a celebration of love for ourselves, a celebration of history, culture. It is not something that we can take for granted. I think it's something that we can lay a foundation on, right? We can begin to do this great work together. It's not an impossible dream, but it's a vision that we can begin to live together to become the best people that we can be each day, every day, one day at a time. This has been African American Empowerment Wednesday, celebrating Kwanzaa 365 days of the year. Join us on Saturday for the African American Capital City Kwanzaa Festival. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Love you all. Peace and blessings. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.